Micah chapter number 1. Sa aklat tayo ng Book of Micah sa Lumang Tipan. Micah chapter 1. At ito ay nasa page 793 sa sample Bible. Page 793. For those that are using the sample Bible, 793. Book of Micah chapter 1. At basahin natin yung, well, we've already read this, so we'll go ahead and look at chapter 1, verse number 2, hanggang verse 7. But let's just, I'll just read verse number 2, and then we'll pray and ask the Lord to help us then. Micah chapter 1, verse 2, "Hear, all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all therein is, and let... And let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord, from His holy temple." Let's pray and ask God to help them. Father in heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask God that you would help us. We pray for the power and filling of the Holy Spirit of God, that we would surrender ourselves to Him, to be used by Him, Lord, to listen well, to listen for the Holy Spirit's ministry in our midst. And we do ask God that you would bless your word. Help us, Lord, to conform to and be transformed by the truth of the word of God. And Lord, I pray that we would honor you and since you blessed us, Lord, help us to be a blessing to you, Lord, and to each other. We ask that you help us now. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, Lord. Anything that would hinder us, Lord, from gaining everything we can from the Word of God, we surrender that to you, Lord. And just ask that you would do a mighty work, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so the Book of Micah, we're looking at this minor prophet with a major message. And this afternoon, I want to preach a message called The Pronouncement of Coming Judgment. The Pronouncement of Coming Judgment. Dalawa ang punto ni Micah. From chapter 1, verse number 2 to 7, this is the witness against Israel. The Lord God is a witness against Israel. And sa verse number 8 hanggang verse number 16, this is Micah's lamentation. Or yung sorrow na nararamdaman ni Micah dahil sa hatol ng Diyos na ibabagsak niya sa bansang Israel. So those are the two major divisions of chapter 1. And we know that the book of Micah is divided into three sections, beginning with the command here. And so nandito na tayo sa first division in chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the Lord's retribution. So yung judgment ng Panginoon. So I want to begin with the idea that we see in chapter 1, verse 2, and verse number hanggang 7, that the witness against Israel is the Lord God. God stands as a witness against His people, a controversy with His people. So tingnan mo yung verse number 2, "Hear all people, hearken, O earth, and all therein is..." So Micah's trying to get the world's attention. Hey, world. Hey, everybody. Hey, those who are saved and those who are not saved, listen. This is a warning from God. And he says here, "Let the Lord God be witness against you." So nakikita niyo sa King James, yung Lord, maliit na letters, L-O-R-D. Tapos yung God, capital, G-O-D. Capital G, capital O, capital D, and that stands for Jehovah. So Adonai Jehovah. Yun ang pangalan ng Panginoon dito. Lord God. And just so you know, that's Jehovah God, the Father. And sometimes makikita mo yung L-O-R-D ang capitalized, tapos yung G-O-D maliit, yung G malaki, yung O-N-D maliit. Reverse nito. Yun naman, Jehovah Adonai. Eto, Adonai Jehovah. Yung Lord na malaki, na maliit naman na O-D, G-O-D, yun naman si Jesus Christ. So ito si God the Father, yung Lord God, si Jesus Christ. All right? So just so you know, there is a difference, and the King James Bible is pointing us out, pointing this to us as a matter of accuracy. Now, so God is the witness. So we heard of Jehovah's Witnesses. In the Bible, sino ang saksi ni Jehovah? Who is Jehovah's Witnesses according to the scripture? It's the nation of Israel. Israel is God's prime witness to this earth. Except Israel rejected the Messiah. Kaya hindi na siya ngayon, sa ngayon, ang witnesses ni Jehovah. Balang araw, isasoli ni Lord ang Israel, and they will become Jehovah's Witnesses. Pero sa ngayon, sino ang nagwi-witness dito? Who is witnessing in verse number 2? Jehovah Himself. God Himself is the witness. So, you heard of Jehovah's Witnesses. This is the witness of Jehovah Himself. He's witnessing. He's testifying. He's charging against Israel. He's got a problem with Israel. He has a controversy with Israel. So tingnan mo. The Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from His holy temple. Now, pag naisip natin yung holy temple, ang isip natin, ito ay ang lugar na kung saan ang presensya ng Diyos ay nandoon. And God deals in mercy with people who meet Him at the mercy seat. Kaya nga tinawag mercy seat. God has great mercy. Pero naubos na yung mercy ng Panginoon. Hindi na natili yung kanyang mercy. Ngayon, judgment na ang pasok. Kaya, lumabas siya sa kanyang temple. Wala na siya dun sa kanyang temple. Look at what it says. The Lord from His holy temple. He's not dealing in mercy anymore. He left the mercy seat. And now He's going into judgment mode. Verse number 3. For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of His place. Wow. Have you ever been out of your place? You ever said something that was out of place? Well, guess who's out of place? In verse 3, Jehovah. He is not occupying the mercy seat. He abandoned the mercy seat. And now He's on judgment. He went forth out of His place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. Yung tread, ibig sabihin nun, yayapakin niya. Dudurugin niya yung mga high places of the earth. Now, when the Bible talks about high places, it's referring to places of idolatrous worship. Na kung saan yung worship ay idolatry. See, sa kapanahunan ng Israel, pinasok ni King Ahab ang pagsamba kay Baal. And so you find that in the Old Testament. And Canaanite worship, nung pumasok sila, lumabas sila sa Egypt, natatanda ninyo, pag-alagala sila sa kagubatan, tapos si General Joshua, kinasihan ng Diyos, para ipasok sila sa lupa ng Israel, natatanda ninyo, that was Canaan. Eh, meron na palang worship yung Canaan noon pa, mga Diyos-Diyosan nila. No? Sinasamba nila yon. At ngayon, imbis na pinatay nila yung Canaanite, kagaya ng inutos sa kanila ng Diyos, they decided, some of them, to live in compromise. Hindi nila inalis yung mga rebulto. Ngayon, yung mga anak nila at mga anak at saka mga apo nila, sumasamba na sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. And so that is the high places. Ano talaga ang place of worship ng Old Testament? Temple. Kaninong temple yon? Sino nagtaguyod ng temple na yon? Solomon's Temple. That's the first temple. Nung humiwalay yung northern tribe, natatandaan ba ninyo? Saul, David, Solomon, Rehoboam. Si Jeroboam, nagtaguyod siya ng mga high places sa Samaria, sa Bethel, at saka sa Dan. Ito yung mga lungsod na kung nahihirapan ka na pumunta sa Jerusalem, huwag ka na pumunta sa Jerusalem, magtataguyod na lang ako ng sarili nating mga temple para yung mga nandun sa ilalim pwedeng pumunta sa Bethel, yung mga nandito sa taas pwedeng pumunta sa Samaria, at sumaba na lang tayo sa Diyos-Diyosan natin. So you see, high places are very wicked places. Now, hindi ko i-describe sa inyo yung pagsamba nila. Ginagamit nila yung katawan nila sa pangangalo niya, pakikiapid, bilang pagsamba sa Diyos. Now, mahilig ang mga tao sa fertility gods. No? Yung mga gustong mabuntis, sumasayaw-sayaw. Ginagawa ba yan sa Pilipinas? Okay. So, saan kaya kultura na pulot ng Pilipinas yung ganong ugali? Canaan. You see? And so, the worship of the heathen in the Old Testament is so lewd and wicked and immoral, they would sell their bodies and call that worship. But it's immorality. It shouldn't be that way. And they would do these things in those high places. So let's go on. Verse number 4. And the mountains shall be molten under him. This is God. When God judges, mountains are going to come down. And the valleys shall be cleft. God's going to break it in half. As wax before the fire. Have you ever seen wax in front of a fire? I'm sure Micah's probably observing the candlelight at night when he studies the Old Testament scripture. Kasi wala pang electricity noon. He's looking at the candle and he's burning the candlelight at both ends. And he's noticing how when the fire gets to the wax, it melts the wax. You know, when God begins to judge his people, they're going to melt away like wax. It won't be anything for God to judge his people. And as waters that are poured down a steep place, a descent, a place of descent, water always seeks its level. It always goes down and finds the bottom least common denominator. That's how water is. And so God's coming down. He's going to bring down judgment. Verse 5. For the transgression of Jacob is all this. So who is Jacob? That's another name for the southern tribe. Judah, Jacob, tribe of Jacob. The sons of Jacob. Is all this for the sins of the house. Is all this and for the sins of the house of Israel. So not only is he going to judge the southern kingdom, but he's also going to judge the northern kingdom, the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Ano bang naging kasalanan ng mga southern kingdoms? Is it not Samaria? Hindi ba? Kung ano yung kasalanan ng Samaria, yan din ang kasalanan ng Jerusalem. Oh, ano yung kasalanan ng Samaria? What was their sin? Do you know? What was the sin of Samaria? Yes, idolatry and false worship. At nahawaan pala ang Jerusalem. All of a sudden, Jerusalem did that. Did you know? It wouldn't surprise me that the Temple of Solomon was desecrated by idolatrous worship. Nahawaan ang Samaria. What are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? So even Jerusalem itself was infected by idolatry, infected by sin. Parang cancer yung sin. Malignant. Tapos nag-i-spread until you have something terminal or incurable. Verse number 6, therefore, I will make Samaria as an heap of the field. So God's going to take Samaria and break them down until there's nothing left of Samaria except a heap, a pile of junk as of the field, and plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundations thereof. So sa hatol ng Diyos, magpapadala siya ng army na kung saan papatayin yung mga babae, re-rape yung mga babae, papatayin yung mga bata, gagawin silang alipin, yung iba gagawing alipin, papatayin yung mga lalaki, yung iba gagawing alipin, tapos susunugin yung bahay hanggang wala ka nang makikita, walang matitira. Pundasyon na lang ng lupa, makikita mo. This is severe judgment from God. What country invaded the northern kingdom? Do you remember that? Assyria. So, Micah is telling Samaria, your judgment is here. God is sending an army. You need to repent. Verse number 7. And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces. Yon, yung mga graven images ninyo na pinagpe-pray ninyo, na sinasamba ninyo, na dinodiyos-diyosan ninyo, gagududurugin ng Diyos yan. Gagawin niyang beaten to pieces, smashed. All the hires thereof shall be burned with fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate. For she gathered it of the hire of an harlot, and they shall return to the hire of an harlot. So, bakit ganyan kasibir, Lord, ang judgment mo? Kasi yan ang ginawa ng Israel. So yung Israel, nagpanggap sila na sila ay prostitute. They prostituted their holy sacred worship. Kaya pinabayaan sila ng Diyos na manatili sa kanilang kasalanan. Hahatulan din sila na parang spiritual harlotry. So, how you treat the Lord is how God will treat you. Verse number 8, therefore, sabi, ito naman ang panaghoy ni Micah. So from verse 8 to 16, this is Micah's lamentation. This is the second part of our message. So let's look at that. Therefore will I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the dragons and mourning as the owls. So Micah, get this, Micah suffers. Micah sorrows. Did you know that ministry is very personal? You notice that? How personal ministry is? Na personally na-affected si Micah sa judgment ng Panginoon. Hindi naman siya ang hinuhusga ng Diyos. Pero sa nakita niya sa destruction na pinakita sa kanya ng Diyos, na-affected si Micah. Let me tell you something. Ministry that doesn't affect you personally is no ministry. You need to be affected personally. When you see your work in the ministry na sumusulong yung mga kabataan, that you ought to have joy in your heart. Affected ka personally because that's your ministry. And then when you see them declining and not returning or not getting saved or not changing and there's nothing going on, you need to be affected personally. You see, burden. That's what Micah is. So verse number 9. Tingnan mo ang sabi ni Micah. For her wound is incurable. Incurable. Now, terminal. Look at Proverbs 29, verse number 1. When I assess the problem of Samaria and the judgment of God, I think of Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 1. Ilang beses winorningan sila ng Diyos. Hindi sila nagbago, hindi sila nagsisi. Tinabilang nila ang salita ng Diyos. So ngayon, babaliin sila ng Diyos at walang lunas. Proverbs 29, verse number 1. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So tingnan mo yung matigas na ulo, sabi ng Bible. Pag matigas yung ulo mo, at paulit-ulit kang kinokorek, at hindi mo tinutuwid yung correction ng Panginoon sa buhay mo, babaliin ka ng Diyos, at walang lunas yung pagpapalo ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Walang lunas. This is severe judgment. This is what happened with Israel. I mean, do you know what year Micah preached around the time of about 700 some odd time frame, 30 years before Assyria came and took over and destroyed Israel. Micah gave them 30 years to repent. Is 30 years enough years to repent? Yeah, I think so. But even more so than that, God's been sending prophets before Micah. There was Elijah and Elisha. There was Shimeah. There was also another Micah. And in fact, it's a longer name, Micaiah, around the time of King Ahab. And King Ahab didn't like Micaiah because Micaiah had nothing nice to say about him. He said, this guy here, he never says anything good about me. You know? So nagsawa talaga si King Ahab kay Micaiah. Sabi niya, wag mo nang tanungin yung propeta na yan. Wala namang magandang sinabi sa akin yun. No? I think Micaiah was faithful and pronounced judgment. So God, in fact, kung 722 pumasok ang Assyria, I believe God gave Israel 722 years to repent. Now, is 722 years enough time to repent? How many generations is 722 years? That's a long time to repent. You see? But God's mercy has an end to that. And the judgment came. Now, go over to verse number 9, Micah chapter 1, verse 9. For her wound is incurable, for it is come unto Judah. For it is come unto Judah. Nagsimula sa Samaria, pero umabot sa Judah. You see, it's like a cancer. It started in one place and it spread. Can I tell you something why you should fear sin? You should fear sin because sin will spread. Sin, you think you can control sin, and a small sin is little, and it's okay. But you know what? Sin has a tendency to take over and grow and destroy. Verse 9, he is come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Now, so verse number 10, hanggang verse number 15, magbibigay si Micah ng mga cities ng Judea, ng Judah, southern kingdom cities. Now, let me look at this here. William, make sure everybody has one of these. Let's get our green notebook. Tulog naman yung iba sa inyo. Baka magagising ito. Yeah, just hand one per row, yeah. Tingnan mo ang map. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth map sa huli. Fourth from the last. Go to the fourth page from the last. From the last page, just go four pages in. Sa huli, bilang kayo ng apat na pages sa huli, sa pinakahuli, tapos bilang kayo ng four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nandito kayo sa map ng Israel. Nakikita ninyo itong topographical map natin. Iyan ba yung page ninyo? Okay. So do you see the coastal plain? Nakikita niyo yung sinasabing coastal plain? At saka yung hill country. Nakikita niyo yung dalawang yan? Okay. Do you see those two places? Okay. Yung coastal plain, malapit yan sa Mediterranean Sea. Kaya nga coastal siya. Yung hill country, paakyat naman na bundok yun. Now, yung mga imi-mention ni Micah sa chapter 1 verse 10 hanggang verse 15, lahat yan matatagpuan mo between the coastal plain and the hill country. Ang tawag dun talaga sa valley na yan, Shephala Valley. So yung Shephala region between the coastal plain and the hill country. So number 26, nakikita mo yung Lachish. Okay? Tingnan mo yung verse 13. Micah chapter 1 verse 13, O thou inhabitant of Lachish. So yon, nandun ang Lachish. So in fact, all these cities are in the Shephelah region. Okay? So I wanted you to see that para meron kayo ma-visualize ninyo kung nasaan yung mga geographic towns na ito na ibibabanggitin natin. So, all right? So, let's go to verse number 10. Verse number 10. Declare ye it not at Gath. Huwag daw ninyong banggitin sa Gath. Nahahatulan sila ng Panginoon. Bakit? Weep ye not at all. Kasi pag binanggit mo sa Gath, magsasaya ang Gath. Alam niyo ba yung Gath? Pwesto yan ng kalaban ng Israel. Sino yung higante na nakatira sa Gath? Goliath. Eh, pinatay siya ni David. So, wala na si Goliath. Pero yung mga Gathites, yung mga Philistines, nakatira pa rin doon. Eh, kung nabalita nila na winasak ng Diyos yung Israel, magsasaya sila. So, you see that? Let me tell you something. When sin defeats a Christian, the Christian's enemy rejoices. Weep ye not at all in the house of Aprah. Roll thyself in the dust. Alam niyo yung Aprah, ang ibig sabihin ng Aprah? Dust. House of dust. And Micah is saying, you might as well roll you house of dust. You might as well roll yourself in the dust because you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be made dust. Verse number 11, Pass ye away, thou inhabitants of Saphir, having thy shame naked. So there goes Saphir. So, binabaliktad ni Micah yung mga towns na yan. So if you have a Strong's Concordance, let me encourage you, pansinin ninyo yung mga name meanings. Saphir means beautiful. So, punta kayo sa Strong's, tingnan nyo yung Saphir, beautiful. Now let me ask you a question. When God judges you, is that beautiful? No, it's not. Babaliktaran ng Diyos yung pagkagandahan ng Israel. He's going to switch them around. Having thy shame naked, the inhabitant of Zaanan. Okay? Zaanan. And come not forth in the morning of Bethzel. So Zaanan at saka Bethzel, hindi sila lalabas. Pag sinakop ng Assyria ang Israel, hindi lalabas yung mga tao ng Zaanan at saka ng Bethzel. They will be mourning, but they will not come forth. Takot sila. Alam mo bang ibig sabihin ng Bethzel? Bethzel? Ang ibig sabihin ng Bethzel, house of protection. House of protection. So, those that will defend, those that are the house of protection will not leave to protect. They will be afraid. Talagang kawawa sila. They will not go out because of fear. Look at verse number 12. For the inhabitants of Maroth waited carefully for good. They were hoping somebody would help them. But evil came down from the Lord unto the gate of Jerusalem. So there's two more places there. Yung ibig sabihin ng Maroth, bitter. And so, you want to know how to be bitter? Umaasa ka, tapos hindi nangyari. Anong mangyayari sa attitude mo? You become bitter. Inaasahan ko ito, hindi nangyari. Yung mga taga-Maroth, talagang na-Maroth sila. They became bitter. They waited carefully for good. But evil came down. So imbis na may tumulong sa kanila, evil ang pumasok. This is what happens when God judges. He turns the world upside down. he brings it, the evil. This is the nice God. This is the God of love. It's also a God of judgment, you see. And unto the gate of Jerusalem. Alam mo yung ibig sabihin ng Jerusalem? You might know what the name of Jerusalem is. Anong ibig sabihin ng Jerusalem? Salem, peace. Shalom. Pag nag-greet yung mga Hebrews, mga Jews, shalom. Ibig sabihin ng shalom, peace. Jerusalem. Shalem, peace. Jeru, city. City of peace. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng Jerusalem. The city of peace. Pero sa palagay mo, pag hinatulong ka ng Diyos, do you think you'll have peace? No. Look at verse 13. O thou inhabitant of Lachish. Lachish. Yung Lachish, isa sa mga pinaka-stronghold ng Judah. Yung Lachish. They were a very powerful city. Pero sabi ng Bible dito, O thou inhabitant of Lachish, bind the chariot to the swift beast. She is the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion. Hindi sila makakaalis. They will not be able to escape. Itali na ninyo yung chariot ninyo. Alisin na ninyo yung mga chariots ninyo. Walang tulong yung mga yan. Hindi kayo makakatakas. This is bad judgment. She is the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion. So, yung Samaria pala, na ang unang na-impact, hindi Jerusalem. Lachish muna. Tapos yung Lachish na-apek yung Jerusalem. So, bantayan ninyo yung sin sa buhay ninyo bilang Kristiyano. Paminsan, gagamitin ni Satanas yung kamag-anak. O yung hindi muna titirahin ka yung munang kamag-anak mo. O yung munang kaibigan mo. Tapos, before you know it, wala ka na sa church, hindi ka na nagpe-pray, hindi ka na nagbabasa ng Bible. This is strategic for Lachish to be taken down first. For the transgression of Israel were found in thee. So yung pagkakasala ng northern tribe natagpuan sa Lachish. This idolatrous practice, verse 14. Therefore thou shalt give presents to Moresheth Gath. All right? Moresheth Gath. Ang ibig sabihin ng Moresheth Gath, gift, regalo. Thou shalt give presents to Moresheth Gath. So, yung mga tauhan ng Moresheth Gath, pag sinakop sila ng Assyria, actually Babylon ang mag-aasasakop sa kanila, ipamimigay lang sila na para silang regalo. Huh. You are Concord Prize. Hindi ikaw ang prize, Concord Prize. Hmm. Ikaw ang gagawing alipin. The houses of Ashib. Ashib. Ano itong Ashib? Ashib means a lie. A lie. Deceitful. Pwede rin yung deceitful. Therefore thou shalt give presents to Moresheth Gath and the houses of Ashib shall be a lie. Yung city of lie, magiging lie. Magiging sinungaling. To the kings of Israel. Kasi aasahan ng kings, natutulungan sila ng Ashib, pero hindi pala sila pwedeng tulungan dahil nasa hatol sila ng Diyos. God turns the world upside down. Verse 15, Yet will I bring an heir unto thee, O inhabitant of Marisha. He shall come unto Adullam. So itong dalawang places na naman. Yung Adullam naman, dun yung kuweba. No? Saan nagtago si David? Cave of Adullam. Alright? Pero sabi ni Micah, Yet I will bring an heir unto thee, O inhabitant of Marisha. He shall come unto Adullam, the glory of Israel. Darating dun sa cave ng Adullam, tatanggalin itong, ano yung foreigner sa Tagalog? Dayuhan. Tatanggalin ng dayuhan yung glory ng Panginoon sa cave ng Adullam. He shall come unto Adullam. This is judgment from God. Verse 16. Make thee bald. Kakalbuhin ka ng Diyos.
and toll thee for thy delicate children. Bebentahan yung iyong mga anak. Enlarge thy baldness as the eagle. Talagang kakalbuin ka. And they are gone into captivity from thee. So, you see the judgment of God. Judah is swallowed in judgment. Samaria is swallowed in judgment. And sin has a tendency to infect. So, what is the solution? Tandaan niyo ito. Ito ang message. Here's the message. This is where I begin to preach, okay? All that was introduction. The whole chapter 1. Ano ang lunas para hindi tayo ma-affect ng sin? Para hindi pumasok ang judgment ng Diyos sa buhay natin? Biblical separation. Biblical separation. Separation. Go over to Exodus chapter 23, verse number 2. Exodus chapter 23, verse number 2. If you want to preserve your Christian testimony, if you want to preserve your family, if you want to preserve your life, your testimony, your salt, your light, then practice biblical separation. Ano yun? Well, Exodus 23, verse number 2. Exodus 23, verse 2. Here's a good verse on biblical separation. Exodus 23, verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Okay, so, Mount Zion Baptist Mission, we are a very small church. We're a very small church. We can be tempted to follow the multitude. All right? But the Bible says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Even when the majority is doing wrong, you make sure you do not follow the multitude to do evil. Malino ba yon? Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Leviticus chapter 20. I want to show you biblical separation. So, huwag tayong sumunod sa marami na gumagawa ng kamalian. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 23. Are you interested in the Bible? Okay, I'm just wondering, you know, because I know it's 2 o'clock and, boy, I tell you, you know, that lunch and everything and the air conditioning, you know, woo-woo. And we just went through, I think there was 12 cities, you know. Like how many people really care about Gath and Apath and Saphir and Zena and Bethel. But God did, because God put it in His Word. Okay, so if you don't think that's interesting, you have a problem. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 23. Leviticus 20, verse 23. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation. Whoa. Meron palang manners yung mga nation. Meron pala silang sariling ugali, culture. And the Bible says, don't walk in their culture. Well, this is really interesting. Ano kaya yung culture ng Pilipinas? May magagandang mga aspeto ang kulturang Pilipino. Did you know that the Philippines is the only nation on earth that observes manupo? Yung manupo, is that good or bad? Good. Kasi ino-honor natin yung matanda. Manupo, nay. Manupo, sir. A show of respect. Pero, ano naman yung masama sa kulturang Pilipino? Yung nanay ang ulo ng tahanan. Huh? That is manner, culture, matriarchal, error, and wrong, and sin. Now, hindi natin masisisi si nanay, kasi si tatay, walang kwenta. Biro lang. Narinig ba ninyo yung, ano? Nako, magjo-joke na lang ako. Sabi na, ng asawa, sabi ng babae,
Nanalo ako ng loto. Milyonaryo na ako. Honey, mag-pack ka na, mag-empake ka na. Sabi ng honey, alis na tayo, lilipat na tayo. Hindi, basta mag-empake ka, lumayas ka, wala akong pakialam kung saan ka pumunta.
I'm just joking anyway. So, one of the cultural problems in the Philippines is the mother is the head of the home. That is biblically wrong. Dapat yung head of the home, yung tatay, the husband, the man, is the head of the home. Bakit? Kasi mas dakila pa siya kaysa sa babae? No. Dahil mas matalino siya kaysa sa babae? No. Sana yung babae, talaga, yung babae ang mas matalino kaysa sa lalaki. Kung tutuusin. Pero hindi siya ang ulo dahil sinabi ng Diyos. Yun ang dahilan. Kung bakit yung lalaki ang ulo, yan ang sinabi ng Diyos. Yun lang ang dahilan. Hindi dahil siya ay mas dakila, mas great, mas malakas. Sana dapat, pero baka hindi. It doesn't matter. Talent, knowledge, skill, ability is not the factor. God is the factor. So, Israel is the number one apple of the eye of God. Ibig ba sabihin, wala na ang Pilipinas sa mata ng Diyos? No. Nandyan pa rin, mahal pa rin ng Diyos ang Pilipinas. Ang difference lang, tinawag ng Diyos ang Israel na manguna. So he has to pick a nation. At hindi niya pinili ang Israel dahil sila ay dakila. Sila ang pinakamaliit na nation. You see the wisdom of God? Wisdom lang yan ng Panginoon. At nasa sa atin kung susunod tayo sa manner ng mundo o sa manner ng Panginoon. At ito ang pagiging Kristiyano. Hindi tayo susunod sa kultura ng mundo. So, Leviticus chapter 20 verse 23, "And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them." 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 15. Biblical separation. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 15. Anong page yung 2 Kings? 340. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 15. "And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king." Well, am I reading the right thing here? 2 Kings? You know, if it's not in second, it's in the first. I would mention the garments, but... And some people need to learn what a male garment is and a woman's garment is. Let me try 1 Kings chapter 7. 1 Kings 7, 15. No?
2 Kings 17:15.
Is it 17:15? Did I make a... I think I'm dyslexic. 2 Kings 17. What is it, 5? No. Oh yeah, 2 Kings 17, 15. Okay. "And they rejected his statutes and his covenants that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity." Followed vanity. Sumunod sila sa mga bagay na walang kabuluhan. They followed vanity. "And became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them." So, yung kultura talaga ng Christian, hindi dapat katulad ng hindi saved. So, examine yourself. Do you live like the heathen? Then maybe you are heathen. Do you try not to live like the heathen? You should. Why? Because you're a Christian. Iba ang pamamaraan ng Kristiyano sa heathen. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 14. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 14. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Okay? Enter not into the path of the wicked. Huwag mong pasukan yung daan, yung pamamaraan ng gumagawa ng mali, yung mga wicked. So meron pala silang way. Meron silang yung sarili nilang pamamaraan. O sabi ng Panginoon, huwag mong gawin yon. Don't do that. Isaiah 52 verse 11. All through the Bible, you see separation. Biblical separation. Isaiah 52:11. Isaiah 52:11. Ito, separation. Depart ye. Depart ye. Isaiah 52:11. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Oh, depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Alam mo yung alak? That's an unclean thing. Yung sigarilyo? Unclean thing. Yung pornography? Unclean thing. That's unclean. So anong payo ng Diyos? Depart. Ano yun? Separate. Huwag mong gawitin, huwag mong gayahin, huwag mong ilagay sa buhay mo. Drugs. Unclean thing. Lying. Unclean thing. Bitterness. Unclean thing. Rebellion. Unclean. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 18. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 18. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 18. I think God is very consistent through the scriptures. He wants separation. He wants biblical separation. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 18. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers. Tingnan mo. Sabi ng Panginoon, yung gawa ng inyong mga ninuno, yung gawa ng inyong pamilya na mali, huwag niyong gayahin, huwag niyong lakaran yung landas na ginagawa nila. So, kung hindi ka lumaki sa tahanan ng Kristiyano, dapat huwag mong gayahin yung asal at ugali nila. Eh, Brother Bill, nakasanayan ko yan kasi yan ang tatay ko, yan ang nanay ko, yan ang ugali nila. Kaya ako rin, tameme rin ako, gagayahin ko sila. That is unbiblical. So tinuturuan ka ng Diyos kung ano yung tama, yun ang gawin mo. Huwag mong gawin yung nakikita mo na popular. Multitudes do it. It doesn't make it right. You see. And God tells us not to. Walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments. Oh, meron pala silang mga pasya. Meron silang wisdom na gustong i-share sa'yo. Sabi ng Bible, huwag mong i-observe yun. Huwag mong gawin yung payo nila. Neither observe their judgment, nor defile yourselves with their idols. O, di huwag mong samahan sa mali. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Punta tayo sa bagong tipan. Baka nagbago yung mensahe ng Diyos. Baka ngayon, sa bagong tipan. Ah, gracia. Diba, nasa gracia na tayo? This is the age of grace. Maybe God's changed, you know? He changed you. We're not doing the Old Testament sacrifices. Maybe separation is not important with God, you know? Eh? Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Acts 2:40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Oh? Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Humiwalay kayo dito sa mga henerasyon na ito na hindi sumusunod sa Diyos. Did the message change? No. God still calls them to separation, you see. Eh, Book of Acts yan.
transition yan. Hindi pwedeng basahin yan kasi talaga dapat nasa New Testament talaga, letters ni Paul. Kasi yung Acts transition, yan ang utak fundamentalism. Hindi natin pwedeng gamitin yung Acts kasi nasa transition yan. Hindi normal yan. But it's biblical, consistent with Exodus, Leviticus, 2 Kings, Proverbs. You see? Pwedeng gamitin yan. Kasi Old and New Testament, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All right, gusto niyo ng ano? Epistle ni Paul, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Be encouraged. It is only 2:11. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, that sounds different, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It says it teaches biblical separation. Ang ibig sabihin ng have no fellowship, anong ibig sabihin nun? Huwag sumama. O so pag gumagawa sila ng mali, huwag kang makihalo, huwag kang sumama. With the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So, pag secret yan, hindi yan maganda. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And verse 17. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Mag-iingat kayo, mga kapatiran. Baka madala rin kayo sa kamalian ng kasamaan at mahulog kayo sa pagiging steadfast, sa pagiging matuwid. That's a warning. Warning. Can I give you one more verse? Can I give you one more? Kasi yung Facebook at saka yung mundo, pag nagbigay sila ng reel, hindi lang isa. Sunod na yon. Pwede ako magbigay ng isa pang verse? 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15 and 16. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. And does this sound like separation? Biblical separation? Love not the world. Oh, Brother Bill, yan ba ang payo ng Panginoon? Is this a command from God? Love not? Check mo yung verb, love not. Tingnan mo kung yan ay indicative o imperative o subjunctive. Baka optative. No, that is imperative. Ibig sabihin, hindi yan suggestion. Hindi yan optional. Ito ay command. Yung authority ng Diyos na binigay niya kay John bilang apostol, sinasabihan niya yung mga Kristiyano ng Ephesian Church, love not the world. In effect, sinasabi na rin yan ni John sa atin ngayon, huwag nating mahalin ang mundong ito. Kaya yung isa na gustong magpabaptize, she will not get baptized. Kasi mahal niya yung mundong ito at hindi siya pumasa. Kita ko sa Facebook, sayaw-sayaw. Now, let me tell you something. You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, dancing on TikTok, you are not a good disciple of Jesus Christ. Pag sumayaw ka, ang sinasabi mo sa mundo, tingnan mo ako. At yung kilos mo malaswa. Binibigyan mong attention yung mga parte ng katawan mo na hindi karapat-dapat, para lang yan sa asawa mo. Ah, hindi ka pala kasal. O, hindi pa, single ka pa lang. Bakit binibenta mo yung katawan mo sa Facebook?
Tapos sasabihin mo, baptize kita? Sasali ka sa church? Bakit? Yes, you're not ready. That's fail. Yati Caroline, ha? Huwag kang... Huwag kang tiktak. Tiktaking tiktak. Trisha. Preserve your testimony for the Lord. Love not the world. So yung mga dati na nagugustuhan mo, yung, ano yung mga air supply? Yung mga itabi na. That's wickedness, worldly. Kung alam mo lang yung philosophy ng mga rock musician, hindi mo mag- yung mga napapanood natin yung mga artista sa TV, halos lahat ateista. Halos lahat sumusuporta sa kamalian. If you only knew what the actors, that's why I don't like theater. I don't like theater. I don't like theater. Those people on stage that are acting, you know, they're acting, tapos ikaw magbabayad ka para panoorin sila. Hindi mo alam kung saan pupunta yung pera mo, sino suportahan mo, bakla. Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Yan yung mga things that are in the world. Rock music. Eh, Brother Bill, nakasanayan ko ang rock music. Okay, I understand. Pero ngayon na Kristiyano ka, turuan mo yung sarili mo na maging sanay sa godly music. Hindi easy yon. Pero hindi imposible. There is always a way to change. Unahin mo, change mo yung opinion mo patungkol sa salita ng Diyos. Ay, unahin mo, palitan mo yung schedule mo. Para yung nasa church ka, pagbukas ang church, hindi lang one service. Hello? Paano ka magsisimba? One service. Okay ka na. Paano naman yung salita ng Diyos sa 9 o'clock ng mga bata, 10 o'clock ng mga gwapo at magaganda, 11 o'clock ng Sunday morning, Wednesday night. Yung mga oras ng pagsasamba natin, kailangan natin yon. We need it. And more so. And more so. Pastor Lewis, nako, sa church nila sa Cornerstone, nagbigay sila ng isang araw na tinuruan nila yung mga kabataan. Youth teaching day. Kailangan natin ng youth teaching day. Tingnan mo yung mga kabataan natin. Linalamon na ng mundo. At kakaunti lang time natin sa kanila sa Sunday school. Pag hindi sila na-save, malamang lalabas sila ng Sunday school, hindi na sila babalik. Napaka-konti ang opportunity natin. Anong gagawin natin? Kontento lang tayo sa Sunday school? No. I'm challenged and burdened na magkaroon tayo ng serious Bible teaching day. Same thing. I love it. We need it. Yung mga Sunday school teachers natin, we need a Sunday school teacher's day. Na kung saan tuturuan namin kayo, magturo rin kayo, techniques on how to teach effectively. How to prepare. How to be creative. Oh. Kailangan ba natin yon? Yeah. More so, Bible Doctrine Day. Nako, alam mo kung ilang mga doctrines ang nasa Bible? Mga categories ng Bible? Doctrines? Bibliology, theology, soteriology, ecclesiology, eschatology, missiology, stewardship theology. We need days for that. Bibliology day. Magmula 9 o'clock hanggang 5. Huwag kayong matakot. Kasi kakain tayo. Pagdating ng 12, palagi tayong kakain. Okay, matakot. Matakot kayong timbang nyo talagang magiging healthy. Healthy. So anyway, you have biblical basis for separation. I pray na makuha ninyo yung spirit ni Micah na maging prophetic tayo. Not charismatic, but prophetic. Na ilagay natin sa buhay natin yung mga biblical principles ng separation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask your blessing. We thank you, Lord, that we can see the word of God fulfilled in our lives. We can heed the warning and avoid judgment, or we can see others ignore the warning and get into the judgment. And Father, I pray that whatever decision people make, you would get honor and glory because we see the word of God being fulfilled. Help us to be on the right side of the word of God. We love you, Lord. We ask your help upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen.